I'm not good at them.
Okay.
Start it.
Yep.
Oh, start it.
Okay. God damn it. Do it already.
Okay, fine.
Toner, come on. All right.
Horse.
Welcome to episode 34 of the Nerdcast podcast, Not Your Regular Dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and I am joined by the rest of the Nerdcast crew, coming to you live / pre-recorded from Site B. So let's go around and introduce everyone. We got Joe Dust. We have Big Matt.
Yo.
Cripple J.
Hey.
And Sound Guy Steve.
Sup, y'all.
Music.
Oh, yeah, we have Brian here also.
Jeez. Oh, hey.
There goes Johnny, sweeping the left. There goes Jake, cuffing the hands. There are things that I'll never understand. They're just looking for a buyer. Easy meat, cheap price supplier. Situation looking dire. Shot back at the devil, I was heavy on the fire. It's okay, I'm reloading. They came out alone, but goddamn, they quoted. Goddamn, it's frozen. My heart is Minnesota. This boulder, if you didn't notice, something inside of me is
loaded. Would you rather be taught by Sensei
Kreese? No, Kreese, right?
Kreese. Would you rather be taught by Sensei Kreese or Miyagi? Yeah. Kreese goes for the win, though.
He
it's
does.
All about winning, right? In the tournament?
Yeah.
It was just a lucky, illegal kick to the head that won the match.
Well,
right?
And the leg, obviously. Sweep the leg.
But when...
And if you have a problem with that...
But when Daniel-san kicked Johnny Lawrence in the head...
Yeah.
That was an illegal kick. Right?
An illegal kick.
Illegal.
Illegal. Illegal is what I
yeah.
said.
You said legal.
Did I say legal?
Yeah, run it back.
Oh, you mean the very end where he He's won?
Yeah, that's an illegal.
Lori
kick.
Just said she's trying to be obedient to us.
Is
it illegal?
You cannot kick somebody.
Can
in the
kick
head?
Can I kick somebody in the head?
There's so websites dedicated to this.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Talking about fucking Mr. Miyagi and Karate Kid. And
but man, what a good! Did that guy not sell it in the movie though when he kicked him in the face?
Billy Zabka is an underrated actor.
Oh, and then he drug his face across the floor like after he got kicked, like a cat's ass or something.
He did.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Okay.
What?
Go ahead and ask. Alexa about Peggy.
I don't know if I can.
Alexa, what is pegging?
Pegging, anal penetration in heterosexual couples where the woman penetrates the man.
What? Unacceptable. But okay, getting back
oh,
to
oh, she must be going
topics.
Off Jen's phone.
If Jean-Claude Van Damme from Kickboxer fought Jean-Claude Van Damme from Bloodsport, who would win?
Frank Dukes.
Frank Dukes, yeah, Bloodsport.
Yep.
Dukes wins?
Yep.
But Kickboxer, well, he was fighting for a good cause, because Tong Po raped that girl. And so he was killing a rapist. He was beating up the rapist.
Did you say ripped that girl?
No,
he
raped.
Said raped.
Oh, it sounded like you said he ripped that girl. Back.
I thought he was going in for revenge.
Was that in Kickboxer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've seen it.
Neither movie's good.
Okay.
What?
Jean-Claude Van Damme from Kickboxer versus Jean-Claude Van Damme from Lionheart. Who wins?
Jean-Claude Van Damme versus from Kickboxer versus Jean-Claude Van Damme
from Lionheart.
From MTV
Lionheart.
Spring Break.
Lionheart.
Lionheart, yeah.
No way.
You don't think so?
Oh, God, yeah.
Lionheart's the winner? I think Kickboxer. What
no.
Which one did I say?
Lionheart. Lionheart.
I think Lionheart because of where they're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's
yeah.
it wasn't
the
like in a
places,
ring.
Yeah,
it's gonna be
all,
full
yeah.
clothes, street
oh, like,
fighting.
Like no rule. Oh,
Jean-Claude Van Damme from Double Team versus Jean-Claude Van Damme from Street
Mortal
Fighter.
Kombat. Oh wait, ooh. No.
Street
Jean-Claude
Fighter.
Van Damme from Street Fighter's Guile.
Street Fighter. Yeah, I'm sorry. I
what about
Mortal
any
Kombat.
Jean-Claude Van Damme versus Charlie Sheen from Hot Shots? He had the M&Ms.
Charlie Sheen. Seriously. Charlie.
Tiger Blood.
What other Jean-Claude Van Damme movie did I miss?
Sudden Impact.
Universal Soldier.
Oh.
Oh.
Time Cop.
Ooh, Time
Ooh.
Cop.
Ooh. Wesley Snipes from Blade versus Wesley Snipes from Demolition Man.
Blade.
Yeah.
Just because of supernatural powers?
Yeah.
And the
maybe
sword.
Passenger 57.
Passenger 57, yeah.
You might be able to.
I've never seen Blade.
You've never seen Blade?
No.
Even
Wesley Snipes
scene?
From Passenger 57 versus Wesley Snipes from Major League.
That was one of our first dates, wasn't it? Going to see Blade?
Wesley Snipes.
From Major
Wesley
League.
Snipes from Major League or Tu Wong Fu.
In a fight?
Yeah.
Or just a race?
Turns into a sword fight.
I think Tu Wong Fu wins because it's just he's more sassy, right?
Shit. I've been cut already?
That movie's great.
It depends. Is Julie Newmar in the scene?
Was Julie Newmar the best Catwoman in the 66 series?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
No. Eartha Kitt?
No, God, no.
No?
Well, who else is there?
No, there's the third one. No. What's her name?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Halle Berry.
No.
Dude, Michelle Pfeiffer was
Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman versus Halle Berry Catwoman. Who do you got?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
I didn't even bother watching the abortion of Halle Berry.
What about from...
what was her name? The other Catwoman?
Was it Dark Knight Returns? Or
oh, Anne Hathaway's?
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, Dark Knight Rises.
Versus Pfeiffer? The Pfeiffer was pretty solid, dude.
I just thought she looked good in that movie.
I call her Pfeiffer. I know it's Pfeiffer, but I say Pfeiffer.
Peace, silent.
I don't care. I say Pfeiffer.
Okay. Yeah, she doesn't have a good line. Like,
because the guy...
A Pfeiffer kind of sounds like a queef.
The Pfeiffer... The Pfeiffer should be a sex move of some kind, right?
Probably is. Urban Dictionary.
Because Pfeiffer is how they say it on Key and Peele. They say Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Key and Peele. It's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Balake. You want to go to war, Balake?
Aaron.
D-Nice.
Is Bloodsport an underrated movie, or is it just nicely enough rated? I think it's an underrated movie.
It is.
That's good.
That's a good movie.
He blinded him with some sand.
I know.
Right?
I remember
with
that.
The sand? When he threw the sand in his eye?
Is that the one where he like it, he drags everything out where he's like, ah!
Yeah, he's like, ah!
Do you think it was in his contract they had to do the splits on chairs in every movie?
Yeah.
Remember
when
they put the chairs
Time
out?
Cop.
Oh, my God.
The counter scene.
Oh,
they're
Jesus.
Like, when you arrest this guy, you have to do the splits on chairs and then handcuff.
We want you to yell for 5 seconds. Ah!
It was written in his contracts.
Probably was.
Did you
That's
ever watch, did you
the
watch the Bruce
trucks.
Lee ping pong thing on YouTube?
No, I never did.
You've never seen the Bruce Lee ping pong? He played ping pong with nunchucks. Did you
I
see him playing
that,
ping pong with
yes.
nunchucks?
Yes.
Did you see that?
He
I saw Jen that for the first time.
He was actually doing that?
Yes.
The dude like
is,
he was accurate enough to hit a ping pong ball?
Yeah. Yes. He was a martial artist.
God, he's like Ichiro.
Dude can hit for real.
He could, man. Ichiro can hit.
Armagerd.
Ermagerd.
Did we cover all the Jean-Claude Van Damme movies before this podcast started? What other Jean-Claude Van Damme movie am I missing? I've never seen it on... was it
Expendables 2.
I've never seen a single Expendable movie.
Those were seen.
All of them? Or just the first one?
Definitely the first one. Second one was all right.
Right now I think you can get all the Expendable movies on digital, on Vudu, for like $15.
Can
you, yeah, the third one wasn't good, but also they went down... They took it from rated R down to PG-13, which... that was stupid.
It was, what's that anti-Semitic guy? Mel Gibson.
No. He was, he was
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say Steve.
Why does it always come back to that? God. But Schwarzenegger in a movie called Maggie. Did anyone see, do you ever see the previews for that one?
No.
What's it called? His daughter.
Did you ever see the beaver?
No, that's got that anti-Semitic guy in it.
No, that's Mel Gibson.
But yeah, Maggie.
Well, where he's got a puppet of a beaver.
Well, I was reading like on Redbox. It's funny. It's either got half a star or like 5 stars.
For which one?
For Maggie.
Yeah, so you
Or
heard
if it's
it, right?
really good, the Jewish star.
You see what they do? Do you see what they do? Do we want to explain why that's a
I
joke?
I gave it 4 stars, David.
Do the listeners know why this is even a joke?
I think you said before, I'm not even Jewish.
No. The best movie you can do is a Jewish star. That's like above 5 stars.
Oh, okay.
That's like every Steven Spielberg movie.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, movie
started with Schindler's List.
Yeah. Movie trivia. Name 2 actors from the movie Munich. Can't do it, can you? Can.
Munich?
I think I've seen Munich, too.
You have. Everyone's seen the movie
I've
Munich.
I haven't seen Schindler's List either, so.
You've never seen Schindler's List? You really do hate Jew people. God.
No, they kill him there. Why wouldn't I want to see it then, huh?
Right, yeah.
We all know how the
You're
story
the one.
You brought him.
You're the guy.
It's like watching Titanic.
That'd be like watching porn.
I've never seen Titanic. I know someone who has seen Titanic. You've never seen Titanic? I never saw Titanic.
The roughest scene in Schindler's List is when they make all the guys dock with each other in the
gas chamber.
Yeah, in the chamber.
Do you know that they did MythBusters on Titanic?
No.
And they said that DiCaprio could have lived for at least another hour, yet the bitch made him die or something like that.
Oh,
That door would have held two people. Exactly. I don't
Has
know what
anybody ever
doing.
Seen? There's a deleted scene where he does live. You really? Ever seen it? Yeah. It's on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. They both swim out to the boat and all that stuff. She's
and
like,
then he, like, 2 years later, goes into people's dreams.
He's like, Jack.
That was awesome.
Jack, there's a boat.
Is it a good movie? Is Titanic actually a good movie?
No.
Eh.
No.
It's good.
You can watch it.
No, it still holds up. It's long. I mean,
the boat sinks. So, spoilers.
The boat sinks, but it takes a long time for it to sink.
It's like Fast and Furious, the sixth one, where they play on the runway.
Yeah, the runway is like
the 26
mile
runway.
Yeah. I'm like, how in the fuck is this not in the woods right now? Yeah, the Rock's just up there like, ah!
So what's a movie that you've seen that everyone's seen that you have not seen? Like Titanic, I've never seen it. I'm one of those guys who's never seen it. What's the movie?
Well,
that
I just said Blade.
Seen?
It seems like every
yeah.
Seen.
Okay.
Oh, Kill Bill. I've never seen it.
You've never
oh.
seen Kill Bill?
Nope. Never wow. seen it.
Have you ever watched the whole Bloody Affair?
No.
Apparently, that's a little different than the actual two-parters. It's supposed to be a little bit different.
See, they were supposed to make a big deal into the release of it, and they never did.
Did that ever come out? Where the whole Bloody Affair is something we can actually purchase?
I don't think I've ever seen it out.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Don't know what you got. You see, like something that I'm you've sure never seen that everyone else has.
Oh, I've never seen all the way through.
No, just never seen.
Never seen?
Yeah.
Fuck. Shit, I don't know.
Twilight? You say Twilight, Jen? You've seen Twilight.
Twilight.
You haven't seen Twilight.
Seen Harry Potter's either.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I've never
Harry
seen
Potter,
Harry
I think I've seen
I've
the first
seen
one,
Potter.
But I don't remember it.
Never watched a single Harry
I've,
Potter.
I saw Harry
yeah,
twice.
Same here.
Yeah.
But,
I know people like would cringe, but I don't care about Harry Potter.
I mean,
I've seen more Twilights than Harry Potter's.
Same here.
Yeah.
Never seen right, shit
about Twilight.
Harry Potter's pretty good though.
Yeah.
Is it good?
We started showing those
to the
kids.
It's pretty good. It's deep. There's like layers to it. I'd say mine would be the Twilight.
Never seen
any
the
of
Twilights?
Them. Yeah, because I'm neither a
never gonna see them.
Anybody ever see
or 17-year-old girl?
Anybody watch 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
No.
I've seen it like three times. HBO showed it so many times.
Is it a decent enough movie where you go, okay, this is not the worst thing I've ever seen?
Oh, it's not the worst thing I've ever seen. It's not a good movie.
Is it worth Blue Valentine?
I don't know if I've ever seen Blue Valentine.
It's the worst.
Yeah. No, 50 Shades of Grey.
Hold on.
It's
it Follows
very...
might be on par with Blue Valentine.
Oh!
It Follows
is
not
horrible. It Follows is not a bad
movie. It is a horrible movie.
It's a good movie.
Jennifer, high five. Long distance high five on It Follows. Ooh. Boom. It's horrible.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to a French Canadian. Jesus Christ. You guys were probably listening to Celine Dion on the way over here.
Takes it back to Titanic. You two can sing the whole thing.
Titanic still holds up today if you watch
it. Does Celine Dion still perform in Vegas? Or
yes.
Sure
at Caesar's Palace.
How much does it cost to see Celine Dion in Vegas?
Almost about 100 or something.
Would any of you guys pay $100 to see
no.
Celine Dion? I would
no.
never pay $100 to see.
Topless, maybe.
Would you pay to see Spears? Britney Spears performs there, right?
No, she goes. She's over at the Axis at Planet
she's
Hollywood.
There in Vegas,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
How much does it cost to go see Spears?
I'd pay to see that.
A little bit less.
Would you pay to go see Spears? I think I might.
Mikey saw her at Riverport.
He did for real?
Oh yeah,
really?
Doesn't she have like in one of her videos like a kind of a crossover that we were just talking about the outtake of the Titanic film? Which like I thought, what is that? No. Where'd you get it?
No.
Talking about, I thought the old lady threw it over the boat.
And one of her, yeah, I think
it's in
about.
A video or something like that.
Okay.
Honestly, I've only seen maybe 10 minutes of Shawshank Redemption.
Only reason, because
that's
the one I really haven't seen.
Yeah, I haven't seen
dude,
it.
Dude, you need to watch Shawshank.
I know. I hear it's awesome.
You've never seen Shawshank Redemption?
He said he's seen like 10 minutes of it.
It's like
I've never seen it.
It's like
wait,
the
which
movie
10
ever.
Minutes?
Which 10 minutes did you watch when they raped? Oh wait, sorry.
Did you watch the documentary?
Watch it now.
All right, we're at 14 minutes.
Because
let's
go. We watched Britney Spears and Carpool.
Did you watch
karaoke.
The Shawshank or the Redemption part?
James Corden, right? James Corden, yeah.
Britney Spears is on the
have
down
you seen her?
Slope.
Have you seen
her
lately? She looks awful. The plastic surgery she's
done? I mean,
done?
She's never sang. She can't
Britney
sing.
Spears,
she still looks hot.
Her plastic surgery?
She was on there was a YouTube.
Hey,
was
I still would because she's Britney Spears.
James Corbin.
That's why
that?
I'm bringing it up. Yeah, I saw the video. The
karaoke,
drive
or whatever.
She doesn't know the words to her own songs. Though.
I think the Point had something the other day. It was the top five artists, like how much you pay per song to see them. Mm-hmm. Who do you think number one was?
Beyonce.
No.
Has to be Beyonce.
It is a female singer.
Madonna? Did you say Madonna?
I'll give you a hint. It's a female singer, and I bet you guys still won't guess it's the top 10 for some reason. She's still
Katie Lang.
Popular.
Adele?
Yep. Boom. Oh.
Adele?
Adele.
She's number one on the list?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe that. She's awesome. She's great.
She's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Say you're gay or not.
She's
going to
be doing
Vegas. They said
Vegas
your
in
average
like,
ticket price per song, it's Adele's the most expensive.
Adele does not perform a lot?
Well, she lives in England, so.
Does she not go on the road or at all? Or done tour?
Yeah, she gets nervous, and then she rattles on between songs. She's like, I don't know. I've got a big vagina,
okay, here we go.
And I'm trying to sing
something
here for you.
Okay, the whole, hey, if you listen to Coldplay, you're gay thing. Would you guys... Would
Coldplay
not,
was one
would
of
any
them.
Of you guys not go see Coldplay?
I've seen
I'd go see them.
I love Coldplay.
They're good live.
Would you go see them? Yeah. Steve, would you go see Coldplay? Steve's no.
Dude, I saw them Lollapalooza. They're really good live.
Really?
Yeah. And I didn't... I mean, it was Lollapalooza, so I was like, it was between Muse and Coldplay, so I'm like, I'll go see Coldplay.
That'd be tough, though. Music's
we haven't
good.
Started the episode yet,
yeah.
by the way.
No, we haven't. Let's.
I feel like I could see Muse any time.
We're at 16 minutes, so.
I start out with Jean-Claude Van Damme. That gets you rolling.
Isn't that what he does?
You don't like Van Damme?
No.
Why not?
Steven Seagal?
Yes.
My dad loves
Steven
Seagal.
Oh, don't talk
Seagal.
About Chuck.
My dad would watch every Steven Seagal movie ever.
Chuck Norris. There's two movies I would watch by Steven Seagal that are...
Under Siege is a great movie.
Yeah. Well,
when she pops out of the cake?
I'll,
how many times have we watched that?
We were prepubescent teens.
Out for Justice, and there's one more.
What's Out for Justice? Which one was that?
It's
one?
A Steven Seagal movie.
Well, I know it's a movie, but I'm trying to remember which one.
Is that the one in Alaska about the...
No.
That's where he... That's where
he... Undiscovered Land or something like that?
Out for Justice is like, I think he's a cop and he's...
He gets
brother
shot.
Gets killed or something like that, and he goes... I just remember him hitting people with pool balls.
The one... It was that's the one with the Jamaicans, right? The one...
No,
that's...
No, that's Cool Runnings.
Which was a good movie.
It was a good one. And a true story.
Based on...
No,
based
what's
on,
the
yeah.
fucking...
It's a Disney
what one is that?
I still don't even know.
Out for Justice.
Has everyone here
Blood
seen Cool
Clot.
Runnings?
I just keep saying that. Whole
seen Cool
movie.
Runnings.
Like what you can do to be Jamaican. What the hell was that?
Feel the rhythm. Feel the ride.
That's not it.
Come on, Dada.
It's bobsled
time. It's
bobsled time. Are you dead? Yama? All
right, here's a movie they should remake. Mighty Ducks. Should they remake Mighty Ducks?
No.
No, you wouldn't remake it?
No.
No.
I would remake that. I would go see it. If they remade Mighty Ducks, you would go see it.
Don't remake it. Maybe make like a Mighty Ducks.
With Charlie is the coach.
Yeah, all their kids.
Yeah,
come
back. Right, right.
I'd go see that, right?
Yeah. Don't do a Ghostbusters where you try to reboot it and it flops, you know?
No, they need to fucking get... They're fucking making Power Rangers. They need to make fucking Voltron a fucking
they're
live
making
action.
Power Rangers.
That's
they're
fucking
Power
bullshit.
Rangers.
Voltron's on
Voltron's
Netflix right now.
Yeah. No, a live action movie.
Bad.
Yeah, but
it's
the owners
it's really
of the property,
good,
the property of own, whatever you call it, the owner of the property for Voltron is smarter than the people there going. Oh, let's make a full live action film for Power Rangers because of the three people who followed it back in the 80s.
Who the fuck is this guy?
I'm sorry. Do you like the Power Rangers?
No, we haven't done it.
Sorry to ruin your morphin' mighty fantasies.
That's actually something else I've never watched. Well, I guess I
Power
was...
Power Rangers. You ever seen Power Rangers?
I know what they are, but yeah. I've never, like, sat down and watched
I can't believe them. They're fucking making a live action. They made Transformers and every G.I. Joe, all that stuff. Just wild.
I think I was just slightly, in
but
my
hey,
mind, at least too
Voltron
old.
Voltron is it's St. Louis-based, so they're fucking smart. They are.
St.
Louis-based?
Yeah.
It is.
Voltron's?
World Event Productions? They're based out of here, downtown St. Louis.
Yeah.
The Lions are hated all over town.
Yeah. Oh.
The brand new Voltron's actually, they got, like, a 12-foot Voltron.
They did.
In a water...
Yeah, we went to go try and find, see it at Chase. It was no, Central West End. It was
yes,
Central
West
End.
Yep.
So why the hell doesn't Voltron get together with all the other cats and go over to East St. Louis and clean that shit up?
Yeah.
He's
right.
Listening
yeah.
to the show. He knows we talk about East St. Louis
yeah.
a lot. Yeah.
Fucking.
But yeah. Okay.
It was one of the few episodes that wasn't all crap. That he
yeah, I guess.
It's
yeah.
called the Sauget Ballet is what the episode was.
I just said, let's just talk like this for 15 more minutes and then just, there you go. That's your episode. It's just called Random Shit.
And there's a problem with that?
It's awesome.
Did we even have anything to talk about?
Yeah,
a couple.
Send a few things.
We'll start
out.
The episode, I guess.
Start the episode.
Oh, start it.
Start it, and then he can cut it. He can cut it. And
oh, you guys want a professional intro. Okay, I got it.
Do you want a professional intro?
Just get the fuck.
Just look at her face. I love that face. She's like, what the fuck
is
here?
What is wrong with you? God damn it.
That's the face I get all
Wait,
the time.
Let's just, we can cut this part out. Let's keep going.
That's the face of a pegger.
Beginning at the end.
Okay, all right. That was great.
I like how she goes, oh, and Matt's like, yeah, Matt, you would
the
be the one
recording
the
words. Because I'll put the music in anyway. I can just cut it to the front.
Oh,
okay.
Are you going to cut out my Van Damme talk?
That
fuck
was,
you.
That's going to be part of the episode.
That was the best girlfriend slash wife look ever. Like,
what?
Who the fuck cares?
No wonder why he can't answer his fucking cell phone, because he's getting looked like that all the time, man.
Yeah,
oh.
Damn.
I've got a fucking text message from 7 weeks ago about doing a podcast. Hey, I could do it this Saturday. All right, let's go.
Do you think Jen could go as Michelle Branch for Halloween?
No. No.
Did you really?
This is my favorite. No. Marissa Tomei, that's
oh,
my favorite
yeah,
one.
Marissa
oh,
Marissa Tomei.
What about
oh,
they? Did you see Tomei in Civil War?
How about
Marissa
Tara
Tomei
Patrick?
In Civil War?
Ooh, wait a second, her. Let's pull up.
I don't remember.
Michelle Branch or Vanessa.
That's like, yeah.
Gents Marissa Tomei doppelganger.
Tomei's hot.
I like Marissa Tomei.
Dude, just
and she still looks good.
Yeah.
She doesn't age. No, my cousin Vinny, all the way back.
Hey.
I yeah.
Stare at the screen real quick.
She doesn't look like Tara Patrick. Tara Patrick looks like the chick on School of Rock when she was.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Here we go.
She's in Disney.
Talking about
here you go, man.
Pedophile.
No, I liked her better when she was young.
Daria was a good show.
I like Daria.
Diarrhea, cha cha cha. Diarrhea, cha cha cha. Beavis and Butthead.
No.
No.
Miss Loeb.
Yeah.
Pull up Tomei. No, do Tomei.
Actually, I don't think I was even close to Michelle Branch.
Who's all of our doppelgangers?
She fell off the fucking...
All right, your Hollywood doppelganger. Tony, who's your
That's,
Hollywood doppelganger?
Lisa Loeb?
Yeah, that's yeah. Marissa Tomei.
That was,
Yeah, I can see
Marissa
Tomei.
You guys see her in season 6?
I still can't see her as Aunt May.
You put, like, some
she
glasses
still seems
on
too
Marissa Tomei.
I don't care, dude.
I know.
I don't care.
That's not Aunt
Steve,
May.
Steve, she can see what you're doing.
I don't know. My Hollywood doppelganger.
Who's your Hollywood doppelganger? If you could choose
mine
one.
Was Luke Perry for a long time.
Okay.
When?
No. Let's see. Tony.
I don't know. Probably Brad Pitt.
Tony is more... You got, A really, really old.
I'm trying to think of a burned out actor.
No, the Statham, a really old Statham.
Jason Statham.
A really old Statham.
There we go. Okay. Whoa. Who's that?
I don't know. Steve's just.
He just typed in big tits.
Oh, okay. All right. That has nothing to do with it.
All right, Steve. Steve.
He just pulled up some
Steve's
old stuff in
Hollywood
his browser.
Doppelganger. Steve's Hollywood doppelganger.
Oh, man.
Vaughn? Zahn. No, Stan. Steve Zahn.
Steve Zahn.
Steve Zahn? Maybe a little bit?
I feel like you guys watch way more movies, though, than I do.
Steve Zahn. Z-A-H-N.
No.
What do you think? No? No?
No, I'm thinking of an entourage
Steve from
character.
Baywatch.
No. Turtle? He looks like Turtle? Pull up Turtle. No, he don't look like Turtle at all. Nah.
People at work say, "Was this Mark Wahlberg's brother?"
Donnie Wahlberg. Yes, you do. You look like fucking Donnie.
Steve's Donnie Wahlberg.
Say hello to your mother, Donnie. Yeah.
Say hello to your mother for me.
Oh.
All right.
Hey, you
want
me
go.
To look up big tits on the internet?
All right, Joe. Let me think about Joe. I gotta find Joe's.
I don't think
Google
I look
here.
Like anybody.
Yes, you do. You look like every hipster in Hollywood. Hold on.
Yeah. David
out.
Schwimmer, maybe.
No.
David Schwimmer.
No.
Steve's looking up the shocker.
A little bit like Sam Levine. Little bit.
I don't know who that is.
Pull up Sam Levine from Freaks and Geeks. Sam Levine.
I don't know, but.
Shocker.
Wait, Sam Levine.
Hey, Steve, type in
from
Sam Levine. Two M's. S A M M.
Yeah, he's one of the little brother's friends.
Yeah, a little
the
bit.
Jewish kid.
He's not.
Yeah.
He's not.
Yeah.
Him?
Yeah.
Do the one with the beard.
With a beard.
With the beard one.
With the beard. Yeah. Pull one with the beard.
Where?
So, I don't. I know I don't look like that guy.
Go back one.
He was in.
Right there. Yeah, a little bit.
Because he's got a beard? No. Well, in that case, I look like Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, even more, yeah.
No, I don't look I am.
All right.
I don't think I look like anybody that I know.
All right, let's go.
I look like the kid from the Never Ending Story.
I get I get John Goodman a lot.
John Goodman, yeah.
What the hell?
From the Big Lebowski.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. If you put some
flat top and shit. Yeah.
Well, you got to put some glass.
Lebowski over.
Over the line.
All right.
Mark it a zero, dude. Mark it zero.
Hey, that's a good one. Hey, Dan Connor fucking rules. So
I know. John Goodman rules.
Fuck
man.
Yeah.
From St. Louis.
You're about to enter World of Pain.
After, right? Yeah, after. Okay.
I get you toe by 3 o'clock this afternoon, dude. With nail polish.
I got to do Jay now. Hold on. What we got for Jay? You know actors. You're good at casting shit, so let's see.
I've been told one of the guys from Braveheart, one of the secondary.
The guy with the freaking... From Sons of Anarchy. With
the
scars.
The Irish guy?
Yeah. Pull him up. Chibs from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah,
pull him up.
I don't know. See, if I thought you guys looked like somebody, I would have said that. I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit? Maybe.
I don't think
Chibs?
So.
Chibs. What? Where's Chibs?
My mom said Aaron
Tommy
Miles.
Tommy Flanagan.
My mom said Aaron Miles of the Cardinals, and I just about punched her.
Aaron Miles.
Yeah, I could see Aaron Miles.
Aaron Miles, yeah.
Aaron Miles,
he's
baseball
gotten
player.
Fat, though.
I was going to say fat Aaron Miles.
We're bad at casting.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, Lori. I gotta do Lori. Let's see.
Are we casting the people for this podcast?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're gonna
movie.
Make a movie, buddy.
Make
yeah.
a movie someday.
Yeah.
So what we got for Lori? What do you think for Lori?
Oh, great. I got a guy from Freaks and Geeks playing me.
Yeah.
I got.
No, we gotta stare at you.
Well, see, Jason Statham plays me, but he has to keep the accent. Welcome to the Nutcast Pot. I don't even know how he fucking talks.
Slim mother with large breasts. Breastfeeding. What is Steve looking?
33 like? Celebrities with really.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the chick from Mad Men. That. There you go.
Christina Hendricks? Okay.
Oh, wait, are we casting Lori?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay.
He's going with Hendricks.
Okay.
All right.
Those are some naturals, boy. Oh, who the fuck is
that? I love some Bravo Novembers.
Big naturals.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll start the episode now, Toner.
It's so gross. I hate boobs.
Did we cast everybody?
Yeah, okay, look. I know I'm a pedophile, but see the girl in the white in the middle with her hand on her hip? Click on her.
Imagine that hand on the hip.
That chick's like 16.
No, she's not.
17, maybe. Yeah. She had to have like a breast reduction, I think.
To stay on the show?
Yeah, she's That's on Modern sickening. Family.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, well, she got three. Look at this one.
Oh, Total Recall. Here.
A buddy of mine said I look like Angus McFadden from Braveheart.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Angus McFadden.
He was
like?
The traitor at the beginning. Brian,
yeah.
No, what was his name in the movie? Braveheart.
I don't remember.
Aaron.
One girl used to tell me I looked like Ewan McGregor. I'm like,
nah. Don't see
the heroin addict?
The Jedi?
Oh, yeah, he was a Jedi.
Ariel's 18.
Okay, 18 now. Yeah.
Too old for you.
She's got some Bravo Novembers in. And who brought that up was my mom, of all people. I went over to their house one time. She goes, have you ever seen the girl on Modern Family? I'm like, who? Like Sophia Vergara? No. Like the teenage girl. I go, no? She goes, she has gigantic boobs. I was like, oh, all right.
Mom, you rule.
Who's the other girl from Punky Brewster? Back in the day, she had to have one too, just stay on the
Soleil
show.
Soleil Moon Frye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was thinking of the other chick, wrong one on Big Bang. That wasn't Punky Brewster. That
Blossom?
Was Blossom.
Oh, yeah.
What's her real name?
Really
does
big
know her real name or she's Blossom?
It's
Malik.
Mayim.
Mayim
Bialik, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just Blossom, because I'll never remember.
Yeah.
Sun is gonna surely shine.
Yeah.
You said we're doing the intro at the end?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Tony, just do the intro real quick.
Yeah, well, the more you say it in the microphone, now it's going to sound weird.
did you record the intro yet? Because I don't know.
How long has this been going?
Going on 30 minutes.
Oh, I thought it was been going longer than that.
Okay. All
right. What was the favorite movie you watched growing up over and over? When you were a kid, what was the one that you watched over and over on VHS till you wore it out?
We watched The Punisher.
Back to the Future.
That was one you
watched. Trilogy, yeah.
Probably, no,
yeah.
The whole thing, the whole trilogy,
the
or just
whole the whole thing.
That was one you watched over and over.
I sit right over there, top box over there.
Michael Keaton Batman.
Andy
watched Airborne a shitload, the rollerblading movie. If anybody remembers that one,
that was awesome.
Andy, I swear to God, has probably seen that movie. Okay, there's two movies he's seen a lot: Airborne and Predator. Predator, he's also seen like probably
Dylan,
hundreds
bitch.
Of times. Yeah. His dog's name is Dylan because of the movie. Because I'm always like, Dylan, you son of a bitch.
Trying to remember movies that he watched.
That's like Goonies.
Huh? I can't remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Goonies wore the crap out of
Oh, you know what movie is on? Ooh, I think it's on Amazon Prime, actually, that I did watch a lot when I was younger was Little Monsters.
Fred Savage? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
on Amazon
yep.
Prime.
Yep.
We watched the Star Wars trilogy weekly, probably growing up.
I watched Return of the Jedi a lot. I liked Return of the Jedi when I was a kid a whole lot. What was one you watched over and over? Say it out loud so the whole audience can hear you. Never ending story.
Oh, yeah. I just watched that, Jen. We should go out. I just watched that like 2 weeks ago.
Someone called Falcor a flying goat. Would you describe Falcor as a flying goat?
No. Flying dog.
The dog. The dog dragon.
He's like a dog with
a
human
dog
face.
Dragon. So if you were a dog dragon, what would
I'm a luck dragon. Then he winks at him. Did you ever see the edit of Falcor on YouTube where he's like a pedophile? And he like licks his lips and he's like, And then he like winks at him and he goes, he's like, I like children.
You want me to say something that'll make you mad? I've never seen an Neverending Story.
What?
No.
It's still good.
I've never seen it.
I'd still watch it.
Brian's leaving.
I'm done.
Yeah. I know you're going to.
That's the topic that we've never seen.
Treyu? My kids have seen it like two or three times.
No, I've never seen it. She made the kids watch Homeward Bound, and my daughter said that it was really sad.
How do you want to do that?
What happened in there that was so sad?
What'd you follow it up with, the Old Yeller?
Which dog dies in Homeward Bound? Doesn't someone die in Homeward Bound?
No.
It's Chance, right? Is that the one with Chance with Michael J. Fox as Chance?
Yeah,
I kind of forgot.
At the end, but
who's the old dog with the old voice? Who's the voice of the old dog?
What?
Oh.
Homeward Bound.
Oh.
Was it Wilford Brimley?
No. I have diabetes.
Oh, I can't make it home. I got diabetes.
Huh?
I watched Space Jam a lot.
What did
Home Alone watched that a lot. Yeah.
I just watched this the other day.
Oh.
Spaceballs.
Oh,
You know what, though? Even when I got a little bit older with Andy and Mickey, my cousin, we watched Mallrats all the time.
Yeah. Free Willy.
Yeah, I can't believe one of the topics isn't Gene Wilder.
Willy Wonka. I saw that a few times,
Apparently, Willy Wonka was never supposed to be a kid's movie. It was supposed to be a thriller, apparently. It's supposed to be actually a scary movie.
It's about
and
a
you
child
can see
pedophile,
that.
Yeah.
There's one part that's scary. Everybody's like, oh, it's
the
just the boat
river,
scene.
Yeah,
the boat scene,
Yeah,
the boat
it,
scene.
The newer one's a little more scary than the old one.
Yeah.
It's because Johnny Depp's creepy.
He's really creepy in that.
He wears a lot of bracelets, too.
Well, that's Johnny Depp, actually. Just that's just him.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's just Johnny Depp.
So going from movies to, what about your go-to cartoon or morning show that you watched growing up? Like, you'd watch it before you go to school?
Transformers.
Mask.
I remember Mask.
Inspector Gadget.
I watched Inspector Gadget a lot, too.
Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
I watched that when I got home.
Yeah, that was afternoons.
I used to watch Pee-wee's Playhouse, too, on the weekends.
Have you seen the reboot of the Turtles?
The one on Nick Jr.?
Yeah.
They look a little blocky.
God, if I didn't have kids, I don't know if I'd ever seen it, but it's pretty good.
It is? Okay.
I watched Doug.
It's almost like it's
Doug.
No, anime. were you then that means you liked Recess and all that. Were you that age? Were you? She's behind us then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jen, 34. I'm 34. I don't remember.
How old am I again?
How old am I?
I'm as old
damn
as
it. Jen, how old are you?
36.
You're 36?
Oh, man.
Ooh. Jen doesn't look 36.
Man, Matt's going after the Cougars. All right.
Jen looks like she's like mid-20s, I think.
I watched, when I was growing up, I'd watch the Adam West Batman in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch that all the time.
The
reruns
in
the
morning.
Of it.
And then when I got home, it was Turtles when I got home, and Voltron.
Later on, it was Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, Batman, that
started in prime time. That was not an after-school thing. You had to watch that on Sunday nights, prime time. Did you guys watch Simpsons reruns all the time?
All the time.
All the time, like 6 o'clock?
Oh, yeah.
That was our before dinner shows when we watched Simpsons.
It was.
Yeah, she wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons.
You were not allowed to watch Simpsons? My mom did not let it like us watch The Simpsons either. She thought it was too dirty, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I've battled the Salvos, Aaron on this.
They really? Didn't like
Yeah, because I have the first like,
the
6 seasons.
But they got to watch Beavis and Butthead. I'm like...
I spent the whole Thanksgiving one year watching nothing but Beavis and Butthead. Like, it was a whole marathon of Beavis and Butthead. And that was the first... And Thanksgiving was also the first time I ever saw a Gore video.
And then late
you guys
at
remember
night?
Gore?
Yes. They're still around.
What yeah, is Gore. Gore.
What is Gore state? Doesn't that stand for something? Like the Galactic Warriors or something like that? Or something? I don't remember.
About the band?
Yeah, you remember Gore, the
shit,
band?
My friend Meredith has pictures with them. What is it? It's the... I'm embarrassed.
They're death metal, right?
No, they're like
death metal slash Muppets. I don't know what the hell
they're kind of funny. Yeah, they're
Gore. Gore, the band Gore.
GWAR.
Yeah.
That was some Jewish music.
And then, like, when I got to junior high, late at night, really late at night, I started watching Mystery Science Theater 3000.
He had me watch a little. Jay had me watch a little bit of that, but I never.
I mean, I remember on Comedy Central that came out at like 11, so it was super late at night. I'm like, fuck it, I don't care. I'll go to school and take a nap if I need to. I was like sixth grade.
Man, late at night, I'm watching Up All Night on USA.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Rhonda Shearer.
The chick with the big boobs.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that.
Mystery Science Theater. I did crack
okay,
a while
no,
watching
okay,
that.
Sorry,
Mystery Science
okay, no.
Theater's coming back.
It is?
Relaunching it, yeah.
Yeah. With what's his name from Nerdist Podcast?
Yeah.
Is it Chris Myra? Or, no, Matt Myra or his other buddy that does
the
it with
Jonah.
Him. Jonah Ray, I think, is the one that does it. But, okay, Saturday morning cartoon, the very first one you watched on Saturday morning, what was the cartoon that you'd wake up and watch?
I don't know.
One of the first ones was Hulk Hogan.
The Hulk Hogan cartoon?
Yeah.
He had a cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
When was He-Man?
Must have been local. He-Man or Smurfs?
Yeah.
Remember
mine that I remember the
Gummy
most
Bears.
Was X-Men animated series.
That wasn't on first thing in the morning, though.
Yeah, it was for me.
First thing? Were you going to be 9?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Anyone remember the Nintendo Power?
Yeah.
Like show?
I remember the magazine. Oh,
Where
magazine,
they could
right?
ask the guy questions and, like, he knew everything.
Yep.
Really?
Netflix.
Which, obviously, it was pre-recorded and... The guy was
Netflix relaunches. I completely forgot about it.
Relaunch
Popples.
Popples.
They were the
What's
animals.
Popples?
Those furry things. Yeah.
They like turned into balls or something.
Really?
Yeah, it was a marketing campaign in the '80s, and then all of a sudden
furry
my
balls.
Kids are watching
balls.
It. Yeah.
That's it's My Pet Monster bag. I used to have one of those.
Alf.
Alf.
Relaunching Teddy Ruxpin.
What? And I've been racking my brain to remember an animated movie from the '80s where they were like knights, and they're like they had a dragon on. They would come
oh, yeah.
out. What was
the
that
hologram
called?
Thing? I can't. I don't
what was
remember
that
what called?
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I had one. Or
Why
two.
Do I remember that though?
I don't know.
But yeah. So what was Tony? Was the first cartoon you'd watch on Saturday morning when you wake up?
Well, the first one that came to mind was X-Men.
Yeah, see,
but
X-Men,
I thought.
Yeah.
See that was junior high for us though.
Maybe that okay. Well, when I was younger, I don't know when was He-Man on. I can't remember when He-Man.
He-Man was always out in the afternoon. It was never on Saturdays. But Dungeons and Dragons was on.
I remember
Saturday
that.
Mornings. So that was good.
Yeah, shit. Obviously, I mean, we mentioned everything, but I keep
was
thinking that's
nice
later
thing
today.
Was the Knights thing an animated?
Yeah, it was cartoon.
It wasn't like Visionaries, Knights of the Magical
Yes,
Light.
That was it.
Okay, I just Googled all the terms
Visionaries.
You said.
Visionaries?
Yeah. That's what it came
Visionaries.
Up.
Yeah. Was it a movie, though? Did they
no,
have
it was
a
cartoon.
TV show.
No, they had a movie.
Series.
Though. I'm thinking there's a movie that came out, though. That was
they
like
might
that.
Have. I mean, after Transformers and G.I. Joe had movies, I think a lot of those
you think so?
Had like the 1 hour.
These guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's them.
What's it called again?
Visionaries.
Okay. You guys talk while I look it up.
I never watched it.
I'm trying to think of what else.
Found it.
I mean, there was a lot of reruns of Flintstones and the Jetsons and stuff.
This might be it. But the things that came out would fight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You found it. Very nice.
I typed in, like, Knights hologram.
Really? I don't think I ever talked to holograms. I remember they were holograms, though. Were they holograms? Or
on the toys, they were.
Really? But I think they would, like, well.
I think I put, like, Knight hologram chest something.
Yeah.
Neck
big
and
tits.
Chest hologram.
How come this is not a property they're going to remake? They could remake this, right?
Well, they could.
They never made it the first time. It's a cartoon.
I don't think it went very.
Probably not. A lot of those didn't go
mask
very
is
well.
I thought it was like 13
episodes. They're making a mask movie that's supposed to be coming out.
They've already relaunched
a comic. They're, make, they're making that a universe. Like, Mask is part of a universe with some other properties.
With G.I. Joe and Transformers.
Yeah. Probably. I bet you that's what they're
going to
do.
It's called Mask?
Yeah. Mask.
Like mobile, the Share movie?
What was it? Mobile Assault? Yeah. It was Mobile Assault. No. Something. Something, wasn't it?
We have a couple of them left. Will still plays with them.
Do you still? Which one yet? Is it a Jeep?
We have the purple motorcycle.
Purple nice. Motorcycle that had it turned into a submarine. Yeah.
And then we had another motorcycle that turned into a hovercraft.
The yellow one.
No, it was white. It was one of the later ones.
It must have been real late. I don't remember that at all. I remember the...
I used to have the semi. I don't know what happened to that.
Had the Camaro.
I've got one right now.
The gull wing doors that took off. God.
We also had the red motorcycle that turned into like a
helicopter
plane or something. No, there was a green one that turned into a helicopter, and then a red one that turned into a boy.
Yeah.
I bet you Lindsay loves this part of our podcast. I'm picking on her really bad.
I think people tuned out on the last one. No, the last one had a lot of good docking.
Good docking stuff, yeah. So, okay, we actually have topics. Do we want to get to them?
Suicide Squad.
All right. Who here has not seen Suicide Squad?
Oh, you're screwed. I have not. We're talking about this shit.
Joe, you still
I thought we talked about it already.
I'll see what
he kept mentioning. He kept pulling you off the wall. Yeah. Like, oh, that's next podcast.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
I liked it.
I did.
Jen liked it. The music was great. I thought the music was really
good. Oh, the music was perfect for it.
Great music. Yes.
That's a soundtrack I would probably buy.
But it's the best Will Smith movie I've seen probably since Independence Day. Because name another good Will Smith movie.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah.
I went into it scared that he was going to play that same character he played in all those early action movies.
He wasn't over the top.
No, he wasn't at all. Yeah,
to be honest with you.
But the two characters for me were Harley Quinn and Killer Croc.
Harley was hot. Sorry, she was so hot.
Who?
Your wife is agreeing with that too.
I know
so.
Because she was.
No.
Oh, dude, Halloween you're gonna see
so many Harley.
So many sluts dressed as Harley Quinn.
A lot of Harleys and a lot of Elevens from
awesome. Elevens.
Oh, yeah. Stranger Things.
It's awesome. Yeah. That's right. Because, okay, here's the thing. One of my biggest complaints about Suicide Squad was Jared Leto as Joker. I didn't like him. I did not like him as Joker.
I didn't mind him.
Well, plus...
I'm nitpicking at that point.
Yeah.
If I'm nitpicking at the movie, he's my least favorite part of the movie.
But you also got to remember, they cut out most of his footage.
Yeah.
And I got people's gripes. He was like whole, like the trailer, like the marketing campaign, like, you know, Joker was it. Yeah. Or like, you know, like, I was supposed to be like... a major player. Seriously, he was in, 15 minutes total or some shit?
I never expected him to be that much.
I never got that from that, because if you look at his M.O., he's chaos. There's no way that he can be on a team and continue to contribute.
Which he wasn't, but... my only other nitpick about the movie that really bothered me was the main villain with Enchantress as the villain.
See, I kind of looked into that before I saw it. And looked into the history of the character, so it didn't bother me at all.
It bothered me. Her Enchantress dance bothered me.
That was a little weird.
Was like, what the fuck's,
You didn't notice the Enchantress dance?
No, I did. Okay, it was stupid. It was stupid. It looked CGI. It was
it was really bad CGI.
It was almost as bad as Scorpion King.
To the Joker, real quick.
That was bad.
Is
CGI.
It because is the Joker based off what you have with Heath Ledger, or other versions, or just?
I don't mind taking different takes on the Joker because there's so many different takes on the Joker. Because if you take it from the comics, take the current run of Snyder's Joker is way different than other Jokers you've seen in the comics.
He's one of three Jokers.
I give him a fucking microphone.
I'm right here.
You have a microphone.
I'm over here talking. I'm over here.
He talks to the side. All you have to do is talk to the front of it. And Matt's like, you know.
Homophobe.
Think about Heath Ledger.
Well, plus, Joker's such a big villain that he's got to be your main guy. You can't just have him in a... He just can't be like a side note, kind of. He's got to be one of the next Batman movies, like, I think. I'm assuming...
Joe, do the Joker laugh. Hey, do you know how to... Have you perfected the Joker laugh yet?
Joker's such a stupid
fucking
character.
He sounds like the
Penguin.
That's what
I'm
saying. Yeah. That's what he sounds like.
I read a thing that was accurate, it sounds like. I haven't even seen the movie, but they said Joker was like he was in the movie Memento, where he had to get a bunch of tattoos of himself to remind himself that he was the Joker.
Yeah, that bothered me too. The tattoo of the smiley face on the hand. I didn't like that.
He wasn't in there enough, or are you saying you didn't like his portrayal?
I still like that version of it. It's not like Jared Leto was a bad actor in it. That's a good Heath Ledger laugh.
I've seen the Heath Ledger one.
That's a good Heath Ledger one.
Why? What's the Jared Leto one sound like?
Well,
the fuck was that?
Hair siren.
Really?
Yeah. It sounds awful.
Man.
It didn't bother me at all.
It didn't bother you at all? Really?
No, I'm curious to see what he can do in the Batman movie.
I was glad Affleck showed up. That was nice that he showed up for it.
Yeah, he was in Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Post credit scene.
He was Batman, I assume.
Post credit scene?
Yeah, there's a post credit scene.
You didn't
Oh, yeah. No, but he was also talking about the post credits. Like, I really like that. That's it.
No, that's not even the one. That's not even the one.
I like that alley scene. The alley scene with
Deadshot.
You have Deadshot, and you have Ben and Batman. And then you have his daughter.
Yeah.
That's trying to do right by his daughter. Yeah. It worked.
Because
otherwise, you don't give a crap about his character.
El Diablo was a great character. Like, I could care less about El Diablo.
Nice.
I do not care about it from the comics.
Wait, Steve,
I don't
play that sound clip one more time.
That's not it.
Doesn't that kind of sound like an autistic kid that's seen fireworks for the first time?
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Dude.
Albert Pujols is
Jewish.
Not like that.
No.
I don't know.
But there's the title. Autistic kid likes fireworks.
Oh, fireworks are loud.
Oh god. It's like Jared Leto, they caught him off guard. They're like, no, that laugh is pretty good. We'll keep that.
Trying to think of what else I liked. Or what else I can I don't see you act like me saying like that. Like
it,
I don't
it's
like the movie.
Things.
I like the movie, yeah, exactly. I'm nitpicking.
You said Killer Croc was one of your favorite parts.
I didn't like Killer Croc.
For me, Killer Croc, I didn't like.
But I didn't care about him enough.
So, there's no backstory. He's just a guy.
Yeah.
And for me, and this is kind of nitpicking, but he's not tall enough. He's like 6'1".
Fuck
and
off.
And he's like 7 foot. He's like 7 foot.
That's a little joke.
In the comics.
Yeah, he's...
You got another Joker laugh pulled up?
See.
Hold on. It's more like the
that's
one I'm trying to do.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It sounds like an alarm clock.
That's like Cesar Romero.
Yeah.
It's like he's
that's
coming
not
really
Cesar
slow.
Romero.
Like,
That's why he's wearing laying down all the knives, right?
Yeah, a little, I think
okay.
That's what's from. Yeah.
So what was going on in that scene? Because they had onesies laying up.
Yeah, I don't know what they're trying to do with that, to be honest. They try to say Harley's pregnant at that point. I don't know.
That was one of the
Because Joker wouldn't want children.
Right.
Right. That's...
Yeah. And in the comic,
although he's all about chaos and children are chaos. So.
she
has she has the dream about them.
Yeah.
That she's
normal. And everyone's missing everything she's saying because she has no mind.
I know.
Oh, I can hear it.
Oh, yeah. My favorite part, hands down, was when they go over in the Lamborghini and she jumps out of the, like, Joker jets. She comes out of the windshield, and then she like jumps out and punches
Batman
her dead in the face.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is Batman. I can do.
Yeah.
But here, okay, and again, good movie. But how do you spin off Harley into a solo film from this? I don't think you can.
You can't do it without Batman.
No, Joker.
I think you do.
Yeah, you
I
do
think you got to do Harley, Poison Ivy, and Batgirl.
Right.
Something like that.
It would have to be something later on, like they drew in the comic right now, where she's separated from Joker in her own character.
But nobody's going to want to watch
Harley without
those three people unless they're doing something good, unless they're on Suicide Squad. Because, again, nobody's going to watch an entire movie of three people breaking the law.
Well, isn't it like Wonder Woman? Isn't she getting her own film?
Yeah, Wonder Woman's getting
Nobody's going to watch
that. That looks good.
Everyone's going to see Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I want to go see that one.
Wonder Woman looks really good. You didn't like the trailer? Have you seen it?
No.
Watch the
trailer. No, I'm just telling you already, nobody's going to go watch that.
I'm gonna go see it.
Yeah, I'll be
That's a solid 5.2 on IMDb.
Steve's giving it the creepy breathe. Yeah.
People will go see it because of her, but in this day and age, you can just freaking torrent it.
And I'm gonna see Captain Marvel too when it comes out.
Yeah, here's the thing: everyone's been complaining that Marvel hasn't done a solo female movie yet.
I don't even know the difference between Marvel and DC. It's all the same shit to me.
And see, he's the
hell
but
kind
he's
of
the
podcast
general
is
audience.
This?
He's the general audience, and that's DC's problem right there. So. Am I wrong? See? Joe just needs to work on it a little bit and
he's
he'll get
constipated.
Down. I can't get it out.
Oh,
But Margot Robbie was good in it, right?
She's really good. Yeah. She's
really good. I think she's a good actress, man. Everybody's like, oh, she's hot. She is hot, but she's a good actress.
She was good in Wolf of
she's
Wall Street.
She's Australian, which everybody forgets about.
But what else has she been in besides Wolf of Wall Street and this? Well, she's been
Big
in one
Short,
other
but that was, she's playing herself.
Yeah, yeah.
She's in the movie.
But
Tina
I mean,
Fey
Wolf of Wall Street alone, she was good.
She was in that one with Will Smith earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Focus.
Which,
Focus.
Yeah, apparently bombed. Yeah. Yeah.
She's been in a bunch of Australian movies.
Have
you seen
sex scene in Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No.
Yeah, she's completely
it.
Naked in Wolf.
Yeah, watch
yes,
it.
We're watching that soon.
Tonight.
Yes, I have it queued up.
It's
3 hours
streaming
long,
upstairs.
It's good.
So,
cool.
Next from Suicide Squad, they've been teasing Deathstroke as the main villain for Batman.
Nice.
I'm trying
I think
to think
I know that, Jay, because I listened to our podcast at work, and then I watched Batman vs. Superman. So I got, like, all the little, like, stupid shit where the Flash is like, stop it! No! I'm going through time! And I'm like, nobody would have fucking known what the hell that was.
I didn't know that was the Flash first time I saw the movie.
I only like, did because I listened to our podcast. I just happened to, and I go, okay, I need to watch this.
I was
this
like, who
now.
The fuck yeah. is
that? I better
no
play
idea who
back
that was.
In somehow. It's going to have to...
I think it's because he had a helmet.
What do you
on.
Say? Lois is the key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Doc with me.
Why am I yelling?
But
I
when
don't
I was
know.
Watching, I'm like, okay, I guess if you know your comic book shit, you'll know that. But
I have no idea.
What yeah, that was so random.
Who do you want casted as Deathstroke? Who do you see as a?
I thought it's that dude who's banging Sofia Vergara, whatever her name is, or who married to her, Joe Mangiello or some shit.
I don't know. I hadn't heard of it.
Now, Deathstroke is the guy we see in Batman vs. Superman.
No, Deathstroke is the guy you saw in
Arrow
season 2.
Okay, well, nobody saw that shit.
Except for everybody.
Turns like, hold on, I have it queued up.
They need to have that guy from Arrow play him.
You know what? I think I looked up Deathstroke.
You know what would be good with him? What's that actor from the...
Who's supposed to be playing him?
Oh, I've seen that guy before.
That's who's going to play him?
Yeah. That's been the rumor, though, for a while now.
That's the guy from Arrow?
No, he just looks like him.
No, that was Manu Bennett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, he's been in London where they're shooting Justice League right now and stuff, too. So,
mm-hmm. Maybe he's going to be in Justice League then. But I think that makes more sense than being in a Batman movie since he's not a Batman villain.
So you spin out, you spin Deathstroke out of Justice League?
He's not a Batman villain? Or?
No, he started out in Teen Titans.
Oh.
So, okay.
Teen Titans.
I'd like to see, what's that guy from The Mummy?
Brendan Fraser?
No, God.
No. Oh, that's what I just
no, the Mummy.
The guy
and,
that looks like Billy Zane, but it's not Billy Zane?
No, the what was the other movie? The Mummy and the one with the freaking... it's based on it now. No, the T-Virus. The T-Virus.
That's what I said.
Resident Evil?
Resident Evil 2, 3, 4...
Yeah, Brendan Fraser.
Ferret or something
I
like that.
I know who you're talking about. The Egyptian guy. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
He looks like he could pull it off.
The Rock?
No. Jesus no, Christ. No.
It's Black Adam.
Why you gotta make it racial?
God.
So is there a white Adam in the comics?
See, I thought they were going to tease that in Suicide Squad. Because the Enchantress went to the Middle East and brought back that pamphlet, and I thought it was going to show The Rock. Because he rules a Middle Eastern country in the comic book.
I just laugh at him. Matt's like, yeah, well, fucking Rocky.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Yeah. That guy.
That guy.
That guy.
Oh, yeah. No,
I
recognize
him doing Deathstroke. Yeah. Except he's probably like 50
I
now.
Totally recognize him.
45.
Oh, what's his name?
But why would Deathstroke be the main villain?
Odin.
What would be? How are you going to write him into the main plot of that and make it an entire movie with him as the villain?
Yeah, that's what
I don't
understand.
He's a suicide bomber, obviously.
Same thing you do with.
Well, he can hold his own fighting Batman.
That's what Joe calls it when he's masturbating.
Maybe you tie him into the League of Assassins, maybe something like that.
Because I pass out.
I think there's lots of different directions you could take him. I mean. If you look at some of the origin of the story, not to kind of geek out here, but you got Batman, who is the world's greatest detective, and I think one of his superpowers inside of Deathstroke is he uses 90% of his brain. So there are probably some deep cuts as far as them orchestrating plans and stuff like that. The problem is that how they always represent Batman is that he's reactive instead of like the chess match. Mm-hmm. Every single time you see him. you know, going back and looking at the patterns of it. But it's not like you should know about all these characters before they even enter the scene. So I don't know. I think that, again, it's... I think it comes
Joe
down
just
to
pulled a picture of goodness.
You need a
dude,
you need
that's
a
like uncanny.
Get some glasses for that. But yeah, you need a villain that's going to hold his own against Batman, especially in the first series. And then you want to bring in Joker the second one, or you want to elevate it?
I don't want them bringing in more than one villain, though. Keep it to one.
No, that you don't have to. I mean,
but I do want to see the Bat family extended somehow in this one. If they're going to tease Jason Todd and Batman v Superman, let's get Tim Drake in there. Well, let's get somebody. You can't just have Batman.
There were scenes cut from Suicide Squad that dealt with that. That Harley was the one that killed Jason Todd.
Oh, they did. They cut that out.
Yeah.
They confirmed that.
Yes.
Okay. It's on a record in Suicide Squad.
Who's Jason Todd? I forgot.
The second Robin.
So if you go into the Batman movie and you bring in Jason Todd, and then you kill him off in the first movie because Deathstroke kills him, then in the second movie, you can bring back Red Hood.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be a natural transition, and then you can also have a villain that Red Hood's following.
I would be okay if they did almost like a direct adaptation of the animated Red Hood movie. The animated movie
was
really
awesome.
Good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. It's actually really emotional too.
Okay, get down with it.
You've never even seen it, you liar.
See, when I listen to this as an outsider, it feels like this is all just a big cash grab to you guys. Like, you guys are just oblivious that they keep remaking the same things over and over. You're like, but listen, in 2019,
they
when Margot
though.
Robbie...
They never touched on this shit, to be honest with you. Any of the Batman movies.
I don't know, man. How many Batmans have I seen in my lifetime already? God. Like, five?
Too many.
Six?
And just about every time it shows his parents being killed.
It does in different ways.
How does parents
this die? Time it was like a POV, like, you know, from the pearl necklace. That's what it was.
Martha.
That was actually, I actually thought that part was cool.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. Yeah, when the gun got, the necklace got caught in the gun, yeah.
Who was his mom?
Martha.
I know. But who was Martha?
It was Maggie from Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's right. It was Maggie. Yeah.
And you got what Negan.
She wasn't very
Negan's
good in that
dad,
role either.
So that's kind of cool. So
she wasn't good in that role either. You ever notice Maggie from The Walking Dead? Anytime anything happens, she always does that stupid fucking thing with her mouth. She always goes. She always does like her little dimple thing. I'm like, you don't have to do that for every fucking scene you're in, and she does. I know she's British and people like applaud her. I'm like, everybody can do an American accent.
Yeah, the British
days.
Always come over and take all of our jobs.
They're taking her jobs.
Andrew Lincoln, British.
Yeah. Coral.
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 Coral. Did you see that internet meme?
Coral. With, which one?
I know. Jesus Christ. I just said that. Like, there's thousands of them where he said, it's like the scene where they're outside the prison. And you know how, like, Rick is, like, so intense and he gets in Carl's face, you know?
And all the dad jokes they make.
Well, there's that one. Yeah. That
get it,
actually
Carl?
Is. He's like, why did you never see Barbie pregnant? Did you see that one?
No.
And it says. Because Ken came in a different box, Carl. He said, Ken came in a different box, Carl. And he's like all the way up in his face at the end. Now I want to look it up.
All right. Good old Twitter. Yeah,
but first, remember this guy.
Special guest.
Over the line. Oh. Look at Ken Barbie Walking Dead. You'll probably find it.
All right. So next thing you had on here, Jay, was brewery tours. I have no idea what you want to talk about for brewery tours.
Well, last weekend I know Joe went to our first beer sponsor tonight. What is it?
It's like
Friendship Brewing in Wentzville.
Yeah, Friendship Brewing.
Were they the ones that wanted us to come out there and record there?
No, that's some other ones.
Okay.
We've got some other people that want us to come record, but
Friendship's a cool place.
Do you know anyone that works there? Like, do you know the owners?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. We were kind of back by the car or the truck in the corner.
Outside?
No, inside.
Oh, okay.
But their food, it's like a food truck type situation. Their food is good, too. It's like a little separate entity. Frittatas.
Thank you, Erlach Bachman.
Yeah. But I had some mini tacos, and they were very good.
Ming Chen, is that his name? No, that's the guy from...
Oh, you mean the Asian guy?
What's the Asian guy's name on Silicon Valley? What's his name?
I don't want to look it up. He always gets prank calls from
Erlich.
Ming Chen is from comic book.
Yeah, comic book man.
Yeah, comic book man. Who's the on Silicon Valley though?
I'll find it. Damn it.
He's one of your favorite people. I know he is. I know you love him.
Hi, Eric Bachman. This is a you as an old man. He always prank calls him.
He goes, he trolls him. Nothing.
Yeah, that's he always goes, hold on.
From the next room.
This is a you as an old man. What'd he say?
You're going to die alone.
You're going to die alone and ugly. Dude, what is this guy's name?
So, I was up in your neighborhood last weekend at Narrow Gauge.
Narrow Gauge?
It's at a Italian restaurant. It's on Limburg.
By Cuginos?
Yeah, in Cuginos.
It's in Cuginos.
Yes. They started brewing there.
There's a brewery inside Cuginos?
Inside,
now?
In the basement.
Really?
Yeah. They don't do tours yet. They said they're going to do that pretty soon, but they
probably
have
after the money laundering.
Yeah.
Cuginos.
Yeah.
Classic Italian business.
Yeah.
Cuginos has been there forever. They've been around long.
Yeah. So they put the brewery in there, and they've been getting a lot more business from it. But they had six different beers there.
Cuginos is a Italian restaurant that has like 50 beers on tap. They have a ton of beers on tap. I know that.
And now they have six beers from Narrow Gauge. Okay. So I'd check it out. You won't like it because four of them were IPAs.
Oh.
And then we went to O'Fallon where they have everything pumpkin.
Yeah.
Jin Yang.
Jin Yang. Yeah.
His name's Jimmy Yang that plays him.
So O'Fallon,
which one?
No, wait. O'Fallon Brewery that's now located in Maryland Heights.
Yes,
though, right?
Not in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Not in O'Fallon, so they moved out there. So they've got nothing but their pumpkin stuff out.
No, they had probably 20 beers on tap that they make there, but they had like six pumpkin beers.
Yeah.
So did you get your sampler pack from the brewery itself?
I got that at Friar Tuck's.
Okay.
They had all those on tap though.
Geo. Oh, okay.
And they suck.
He doesn't like pumpkin. It's fine.
So what? So which one wanted us to record there first?
Mark Twain Brewing responded to us today.
Yeah.
Where are they at?
Hannibal.
They want us to go all the way to Hannibal to record?
Yeah. Jesus.
Well, it's only an hour away from here. So.
Well, there's...
Or a little over an hour.
Well, the other four that responded back were in Illinois. Recess, Carbondale Brewing, Old Bakery.
I'll look it up.
And St. Nick.
Did they reply just to you? I don't think I got... Okay, I didn't get all the...
Are they offering to supply libations?
They didn't really say. I think they're going to have their brewer there, though, with us to talk. And
I would imagine they'd bring, like, a sampler or something and let us... You know, they'd hype it up or have advertised, whatever.
Well, we have 400 followers on Twitter. I mean, come on.
Well, yeah, totally.
We have the tendency to go through a lot of beer, though, too, so that'd be profitable for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So... Something to look forward to.
Steve
maybe.
Has the prank call queued up.
Okay.
As we wait, dead air.
Big head. Go for like.
Eric Bachman, this is
you as an old man.
I'm ugly and I'm dead alone.
I'm going to let him have this one. All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, future me. What a terrible thing. I'll talk to you in several years.
I'm ugly and I'm dead and I'm alone.
I love that guy.
So Mark Twain, what is there another one close by here?
No, not really.
No. Illinois wouldn't be too bad for me. I'd be closer to all you.
Like Old Bakery's in Alden, I think.
And
that's
not too
the closest
bad for me.
One. No.
I mean, are we all up for that?
We'll figure that out.
Road trip.
Yeah.
Road trip.
That's kind of cool.
For what?
Podcast. Road trip.
At a brewery, Joe.
Yeah, see?
You guys would really want to suck in front
of
a bunch of people.
Wow, that was a gay smack.
We suck no matter what, so it's okay.
It was a
dock. We're not
going to
do a show in front of a whole bunch of people. I'm sure they get us set up somewhere.
Okay. Steve's trying to get us to go over to Hattrix.
Oh, yeah, I already talked to the owners. Yeah.
We just found that place.
Yeah, that's great. Hattrix. Me and Lori frequent there, and they said, yeah, come on up. They would both the owners want to talk, so they already got that going, so we can go there.
That's cool.
Excellent.
I think if you did move the podcast to that format, then you could start to have followers that are actually there. Or maybe they'll get you, I don't know how organized it is yet, to be able to go over the PA, your whole conversation.
Oh, man.
They don't want that.
They'd kick us out.
Well,
no,
but we're
talking about docking?
We have to be PG. It's like, maybe slightly PG.
Speaking of Hattrick,
docking conversations wouldn't fly.
Yeah. Lori, after you left, I think I received a backhanded compliment. I don't think it was meant to be, though. It was one of the little girls that was there. She goes, how old are you? I go, 33. I go, bleh. 33.
She goes, tree.
You look good for 33. And I go, what the fuck does that mean? I like how it's, you look good, ... for 33. Now I'm 34.
What do you look like now? Go back up there and ask her. Hey, I'm 34 now.
I look like
think?
Arnold Schwarzenegger now.
No, you look like Sam Levine with a beard.
I don't look like Sam Levine. That guy looks like somebody fucking punched a potato. Got like this little like.
Well, that's this is 1 hour and 4 minutes. So you
we didn't know.
Are we got anything else or what?
Toughest physical feat, Jay. What's this one about?
I don't know. Just
where I tore my fucking vagina muscle.
Lifting my arm.
Yeah.
I tore my shoulder.
Historically, anytime you have a question like that that somebody asks, it's because they want to talk about something they did. So.
Yeah, Jay. Why don't you say what you did?
Jay's like, what's the worst shoulder surgery you've ever had?
Has anyone here had surgery before besides Jay? Like, you did you have something done for your stones?
I just had my kidney. Well, since we recorded, I had that and a stent in. Yeah, okay. But
so
I mean,
what surgery?
That was probably the worst.
Staph infection and my.
Hey, Steve, how did you get your staph infection?
Docking.
What this?
This? Yeah, unless I misheard it from somebody.
I had a cut on my side, and then I used one of the shower loofahs that you hang in on there.
Those are highly bacterious.
And well, on a combination, I washed that. So I did that, and then
because it holds the moisture.
Yeah, it holds. It's not like
I don't use a loofah, so I don't know.
Well, I don't use it anymore. But
it's a creature.
Yeah,
the the organic ones are actually a creature.
Really?
But yeah, so
because
the microsurgeon, like, hey, what do you use? You washcloth, hands? What do you got? I go, I use this. He goes, loofah? He goes, yep, because that's it. And because it literally went from like a cut, and one day it was just like I got off work and it had like white, just this pus thing sticking outside.
Did you have a cyst?
No, it was just I went to the
emergency. Do you guys watch those cyst videos ever where they pop?
Steve, I thought I heard. I thought I heard you were shaving
those
your pubic hair.
Oh, they're nasty, but they're awesome.
Yeah. Is that not true? What? I thought you were shaving your pubes and you cut yourself.
His pubes are up here.
How the fuck is that up here?
I don't know, but I could have swore somebody told me that a long time ago.
That's the story you're trying to get out of him?
I asked if you had surgery, and he goes, I got a staph infection. Did you
from
need
manscaping?
Surgery? Like what do you need done?
They had to cut down deep into the muscle and everything.
No, they did not.
Yeah, this right here. They had to cut down into the muscle and dig it out because it was MRSA. It was the worst kind you could have.
Like, what did they cut out?
They had to cut out tissue and muscle.
Did they show it to you afterwards?
No. Oh. But they cut a...
It's a formaldehyde upstairs.
You know the end of a Q-tip?
That's cool.
The end of... When I was there in the emergency room, they had... So you take the width of a Q-tip from where the end of it is, like that little quarter of an inch or so. They cut it out that much to take a sample. And they're like, yeah, you have MRSA. I'm like, what's that? They go, that's the worst kind of you can have.
Could you die from it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had
from a fucking loofah. That's not gangster at all. How'd you die?
I know. How would you explain that?
How'd you die? I died from a loofah, bitch.
How'd Steve die? He took a shower.
But yeah, I had to have two surgeries.
Really?
They put tubes in to drain all of it out, and then they cut it open again, clean it out.
Drainage.
And the other one to undock.
And then the other one was for my the septoplasty of my nose for my deviated septum. They had to go in there, break it, straighten it up, and put it back together.
Really?
So,
yeah, nose job?
Did Septo. You go to Tom's rhinoplasty?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It's not a rhinoplasty. Is a nose job. Yeah. Septoplasty is where they fix the deviated septum. But yeah.
Like, did you snore really bad before you had that and all that?
No, it was the issue was because, so just like if you take like a ruler and you go like, you know, like 12 inches, they said, like, say they're like, if you look at it, my right nostril was like maybe like a half inch open and the left side was the rest. It was that wide. And so they had to go in there, break it, and make it straight. Mm-hmm. And that's why I kept having recurrent sinus infections because of that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the staph infection thing, that was fucking nasty because they said if I wouldn't have taken care of that in a couple of weeks, it could have been septic and I could have died.
Wow.
Oh, you know what?
You've almost died from weird shit, man.
I know.
Wow.
You know what? I could because we haven't recorded since my... kidney stones.
Oh, thing. Kidney stones!
Dick bullets.
I could tell you how
Dick
they...
Bullets.
I could. The kidney stone surgery, I don't remember, obviously, because I was under. So, like, they put me under, and I knew they were going to take my shit off, so I was going to be naked in front of like six people.
Did you fluff up?
Huh?
Did you fluff up?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't. You know what? And I'm totally honest. When I had kidney stones, I swear, like, you had to try to get a boner. Okay. It was, like, blocking everything. So, really, I just walked around, like, I'm not attracted to anything. And now I'm just, like, walking around, like, fuck! Like, you guys are, like, talking in your microphones. I'm like, fuck! No, it, like, and they said that. They go, dude, it, like, frees up, like, all of your, really? Like, blood vessels. That's why, like, I went out with Jess and Heather on Wednesday, and the whole time I'm like, Heather, you want to go out to my car for like 5 minutes? Like, no. I'm like, Heather, do you want to go out to my car? Like, right now. So I asked her like 20 times.
So wait, okay, so.
So why, now why I got like a ton of blood flowing through every vein in my body.
You had kidney
natural
stones.
Viagra.
It is. I read about it too, and I'm like, I like Googled, I'm like, do you get boners a lot after kidney stone surgery? Everybody's like, yeah, I get boners all the time. I'm like, dude, me too. It's like being a teenager. Like, I can't do anything. I have to tape it down and go to work.
So, okay, so when you were having your problem, you couldn't get erect for a while then?
No, I mean, I guess I could, but it's like.
It took effort to get
you
there.
You felt like you were like, you know, 60 or something where you had to watch like a Jack Nicholson love movie, you know, and be like, oh, okay, well.
That's hilarious.
And then I was like, now, man, now I guess just I'm just depressed. And now I'm like, no, I wasn't depressed. I guess it was just blocking blood flow.
So now you got a cool breeze go by and you're ready to roll. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, man. It's the worst, man. I can't even look at you in the eye.
I don't know. Right it's now. Cool.
No, but no. Okay. So.
So kidney stones. Okay. Okay.
So I had my surgery, which I didn't remember, of course. So I wake up, blah, blah, blah. And I have a stent that's like 11 inches in me. It's like a wire that goes from my kidney to my bladder, you know, so you can pee. So, and that sucked for the first few days because you're still peeing blood, and then you're peeing brown shit because it's old. It's just old urine. Yeah. And then the more water you drink, you start clearing everything out, and then you're okay. So then I go back into the doctor 2 weeks later, you know, because I can get my stent out then. And so I don't really know what to expect, but I know it doesn't take long because I like read shit about it, and they're like, "Oh yeah." They go, you know, it's like a 2 minute surgery. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not gonna worry about it. So I didn't like, you know, I didn't do any manscaping or anything. I'm like, it's the same Jewish dude that did my surgery the first time. He's cool with me. So we go in there. He's like, "All right, well, go ahead and have a seat in there, and my nurse will take care of you." I'm like, "Damn it!" Nurse. So then I walk in there, and I'm like in my dress shirt and shit from work, and I'm like. So what do you want me to do? And she's like, well, go ahead and take everything off from the waist down. And she goes, I'll leave the room and come back in. I'm like, and she goes, here's like, it was like a piece of paper to cover me up. Yep. It was like a paper, like sheet. So I go, okay. So I took everything off. And then I'm like, come on. Because it was like super tiny at the time. Well, it was cold in there too, so that didn't help. And so I'm like, come on. I'm like, work, you worthless dick. So then that didn't help. So, like, I'm sitting in there, and I just have the sheet over me sitting back there. I'm like, okay, I'm not even going to worry about it. I don't care anyway. So the girl comes in. She's like, okay. And, like, the whole time next to me on this tray is this gigantic, like, it looks like a weapon from Halo. And it's like a gigantic tube. And I'm like, I know where that's going.
Go
you know?
Up the pee hole.
And it's, like, mocking you the whole time. I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, I know where that's
going.
So
they went up the pee hole, right?
So
how bad did that hurt?
It's, like, two phases, basically. First phase, she comes in. And she's a pretty cute nurse, too. I'm like, just do it. Just do whatever you're going to do. And so she comes in. She, like, rips a hole where my dick is.
Oh, no.
She
no,
grabs
no.
my – well, that's not true. She, like, grabs my penis. And then she has, like, this vial of gel.
Okay, yeah.
And so she sticks it – she just doesn't even – she, like, doesn't even say hi to me. She just sticks it in my pee hole and then just squirts this whole vial in. I'm, like, watching, like – like
did you feel? Did you feel all of that shit?
Yeah, I wasn't numb. This was numbing gel, so I wasn't numb yet.
Okay. I would have been passed out.
No, so I'm like watching her. I'm like, I didn't. Yeah, I just was gonna go something to eat, and I came in here, and I figured I'd get this done. No, I didn't even like get to talk to her. I'm like, uh-oh. So then, like, she squirts this whole vial in.
Yeah.
And she squirts so much in, which is normal.
How fast does it numb up after that? Is it really quick?
It takes like 5 minutes. Oh. So she squirts so much in that it starts pouring out the top, like you're jizzing all over yourself. So to stop that, she takes a clamp and just puts a clamp on the end of your penis. What? So So like, the fuck is so this she doesn't even say anything, and this is all over in like 45 seconds, and then I'm like, ah! And like, I'm sitting there with like a thing ripped open, and I have gel all over my dick, and I have a clamp on the end. Then she just shuts the door and goes, I'll be back in 5 minutes. And so then I'm just sitting there like, what the fuck just happened to me? It's like you just kind of got molested, but you didn't have enough time to react. So then she comes back.
It was kind of hot, but not.
Yeah, no, there wasn't enough time for it to be hot. She like just jammed a tube in your pee hole. So then I'm sitting there. I'm like, great, okay, well, whatever. So I'm sitting there just with my dick out with like a clamp on the end of it. By that time, it did get bigger because my dick's going, what the fuck is going on? So then my doctor comes in back with the nurse. And I'm like, he's like, oh, all right, good to see you again. I'm like, I guess so. I don't remember seeing you the first time. And he just grabs this, like, gigantic, like, literally, this thing's, like, a, I don't know, a foot and a half long next to me. It's a big tube.
Like a Slurpee straw.
Yeah. And it's not like a little skinny tube. It's pretty good
a
size.
A Slurpee straw.
And so then he goes, okay. And he has it old school. He's looking through, like, the end. It's like a telescope. And he sticks it into my pee hole. And then she has another part of it with, like, a clamp. And so then I'm like, what
to stretch it out?
No, and I didn't know at first. Then I figured out what it was, and he goes, well, right when he told me, he goes, okay, well, a lot of people want to clench up. Try not to clench, just relax.
What
I'm like,
the fuck?
How the fuck are you not going to clench? So he, like, just all of a sudden, it's like a sci-fi movie. He sticks it in my dick, and I'm like, I don't want to look at this, really. So I'm looking at the tile, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to relax. I'm just going to relax. He goes, okay, it's going to feel like you're peeing all over yourself, but you're not peeing all over myself. I'm like, okay. So he goes in there.
So what is it?
Well,
are you jizzing or something like that?
No, okay. It's just like the sensation that you have.
Okay.
Right. So all I can see is like them, their faces in the wall. And so I'm like, what is going on right now? So it's pretty numb.
This is horrific.
And so like you see the guy looking down a scope, and then you see her with like, there's like a, it looks like a gun type thing on it. And she's like waiting for his cue.
Fire then, in the hole! Fire in the hole!
Because I'm watching her and I go, what is she doing? And then all of a sudden I feel this really, really, really painful sensation. Like it goes all the way up from my bladder up to here. He goes, and close. And she's like, boom! And so then I realized that was the claw on the end of it that clamps onto your stent. And then I'm like, fuck! And then right as I'm about, fuck! He goes, and you're done. I'm like, huh. And it lasts like maybe a minute. But for that like 10 or 15 seconds, I was dying.
So it reminds me of those old people things where they use the claw thing to grab.
That's what
shit
it was. Like he was in there and she was just waiting for him to go close, and she just boom, and she like grabbed him like fuck, and like right when she did that, I'm like, holy shit.
This is the greatest story I've ever heard in my
and
life.
So then he dangles it in front of me, and it's like, you know, dripping with shit. He goes, here it is. And he goes, how tall are you? I'm like, I don't know, about 5'8". He goes, yeah, it's about 11 inches long. He goes, do you want to keep it or throw it away? I'm like, I don't know, just throw it away, I guess.
Wow.
God.
Holy. And so then, like, I just cover back up, like, my, you know, my dick, basically. And he's talking to me about, you want to avoid salts and all this? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, my dick is just sitting there going, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. I'm like, dude, just, okay, go ahead and leave. Yeah, I go, okay, I got to go pee now. Can I go pee? He's like, yeah. So I went in there and just peed blood and all this. Well, and the whole time you have a stint, you pee, like, shards of like tissue too. So yeah, I mean, you just do
never get kidney stones ever is the moral of the story.
Oh, you have the option.
Never get never
don't do that.
Never get
then after that
water drink
and,
so much
and drink
water.
A shitload of water.
I gotta drink water right now.
Yeah, dude, the extraction though was intense because you're awake the whole time.
Did the numbing gel actually help?
No, it numbed it until they actually like grabbed it and started pulling. That's when you can you just feel shit.
My head hurts from
I don't even know how to explain it either. It feels like somebody has like a finger like inside your bladder and is just going like this. And like I don't know how to explain it. I'm like, fuck man. I'm like something's wrong. And then right when I'm thinking that, he's like, okay, you're done.
That's one of those tracking.
Did you hear Jen's? Jen's like, just try giving birth to a baby, you pussy.
Dude, I've heard kidney stones are worse than giving birth.
Of course that's from men, so
no, I've heard all the nurses said that too. They said all the women said it was worse than childbirth.
Really?
I have nothing to compare that to though. I don't know how it could be though.
I have no.
You're passing
how do you follow that up? I can't.
You're passing like a small ham through like a keyhole.
Because Tony, have you had surgery at all?
No.
The only reason I was in the hospital one time for a pseudo surgery was I had a cyst in my throat that they had to cut with a scalpel. and that's all that was. But compared to your story, that's nothing. Jesus Christ.
No, the surgery itself, though, whenever they go up and extract it, you're asleep. So you wake up and you're like, oh, okay, well, I didn't know. Well, that part was weird, though. When you first wake up, they want you to pee because, you know, they want to make sure everything's flowing right. Yeah. And I was still drugged up, and I'm sitting like I sit Indian style or whatever the fuck they call it these days, crisscross applesauce. Isn't that like the like PC term?
Oh, shit.
That's what they call it.
Got it. Okay.
It's Redskin style.
But I'm like sitting up in my like bed in the hospital, and I'm pretty like high, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, I already know I'm on drugs, so obviously I'm not going to feel anything. And she goes, you have to pee. I go, well, go ahead and give me the cup. And she goes, you want to try pee now? I go, sure. And I stuck it under my blanket and peed, and it was just like a vial of blood. It was just all pure blood. She goes, good job. All right. And I was like, I guess that's what's going to happen. Yeah. So you do nothing but pee blood. And the first time you pee when you get home and the medicine's off, that is horrible. Like you were talking about getting stung by a hornet. It feels like a bunch of hornets are in your urethra.
If I had the sensation.
Like I held onto the sink and just go, oh, fuck.
Is
and
it
I,
worse than getting soap in the pee hole?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, I remember because my mom took me home to their house because, you know, she goes, we probably have to watch you for, like, first 12 hours or something. I just told my mom, I go, I'm keeping the door unlocked if you hear, like, a tutum. I go, I probably passed out. And I didn't. But, like, the whole time I'm like, fuck. That's all you can do.
Jesus Christ.
Ow.
All because of a stupid little stone.
Did they keep the stone for you? Like,
no, I never got to see it. It was 7 millimeters. I know that.
Is that really big?
God. Yeah. Two is like normal.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, two to three. Like your little ureters that you pee through are from your kidney. Those are two millimeters. So mine was 7.
You're getting old, man. You're 34. You already had kidney.
Mine was like
man.
Lodged right here. So every time I do something, I'd be like, fuck, somebody's stabbing me.
So good podcast. Great podcast.
That was good.
Right. Yeah, all right.
No more dick bullets, though. Now you can't use that joke anymore.
Oh, I could get them again. I mean, shit.
Jesus Christ.
I think I passed part of one, though. Like in.
But you have more inside you, right?
I had another one in my kidney that was 2. He goes, you have an 80% chance you'll just pass that one like normal. My other one was like blocking all flow of everything, apparently.
But now you have boners all the time, so that's a plus.
Yeah, I guess. It's a blessing and a curse. Yeah. They're like, do you want to watch college football? I'm like, I don't know. Who's playing?
How do I feel about this?
What do their cheerleaders look like?
Oh, shit.
Go ahead and end the tone. It's we're
all right.
Okay. Tony, I thought he fell asleep. You good? You up?
Yeah, I'm
okay, he's
his
up.
Story, I'm just, oh, fuck. If I had a buzz, it's gone. If I had a boner, it's gone. Oh, okay. This is 34?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
You can just think about docking again. You'll be fine.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, I'll just do the outro then. Okay, Jesus Christ.
He's emotionally wrecked.
Yeah, we'll have to do that too. So.
That's draining, dude. Fuck. Didn't even happen to me, and I'm just kind of like, oh, I can feel it in my balls.
My dick hurts.
Yeah. All right, thank you for listening to episode 34 of the Nerdcast podcast, Not Your Regular Dialogue. Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. That's NYRDCAST.com. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Nerdcast. Again, that's NYRDCAST. We're on Facebook, as usual. Google that shit. We're also part of the Inside Joke Outside Voice podcast network. Be sure to check out IJOV.net. And check us out and all the other badass podcasts that are a part of that network. So thanks again for joining us. I go by the name of Toner.
Dick Bullet.
Jay.
Matt.
Sound guy Steve.
Special guest Brian.
Yeah,
there we go. Hey, there we go.
John Goodman.
John Goodman.
John Goodman. Market is fair.
All right, so until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
See ya.
See ya.
He tried to touch my wiener.
You got that?
If you wanted to be taught by Mr. Miyagi or the guy from the Cobra Kai, what was his name? Cobra Kai.
If they were Jewish, would it be the Cobra Kai?
Oh!
This week's song is Final Boss by the hip-hop collective Doomtree.
There goes Johnny, sweeping the left. There goes Jake, cuffing the hands.
There are things that'll never understand. They just looking for a buyer. Easy meat, cheap price supplier. Situation looking dire. Shot back at the devil, I was heavy on the fire. It's okay, I'm reloaded. They came out alone, but goddamn, they quoted. Goddamn, it's frozen. My heart is Minnesota. This boulder, if you didn't notice, something inside of me is slowly exploding. I feel like Kobe on the sideline. Sideward and missile, I'm cyanide. Inert for the last time, land mine. I am out of my goddamn skull. Pedal to the floorboard, I am on pulse. I don't play folk, I just dust off. Walk over them coals, iron out later. I ain't waiting on an elevator. Each mark is a caption. Each line on my face showed exactly what happened. You know what you need when it's goodbye. I'm not looking back for the rest of my life. Get up, I got never fucking got a feeling for. Get up, get it, I got never fucking got a feeling for. You see how dark once they hit the light. No way I'll make the marks on my head. Get up, I got never fucking got a feeling for. And I get it, I got never fucking got a feeling for. Simon says Miranda's right, but William tells it different. Says Gideon bought a rifle, was looking for a fight. The housewives of Gomorrah all boarded up from here to the border. Sorted, falling on our swords, are standing still. Heartbreak Hill. I'ma make a fortune in small bills to show that I can give it back in my will. Like the back of my hands, I know hard work, my back, my hands. Yeah, bro, still hurt like a catamaran. Two skins, one for the water, one for the wind. Like a battering ram, I get it in, I'll be at it again. And when the juniper blooms, we'll get a river of gin.
Get up, let's go, move, homie, right now. Shut them up, they make it hard to keep the food down. 99 lives, living by the Konami code. Fold them all, origami mode, let the drama slow. Never, ever, ever. I'm an adventurer, keep them on their toes. Dripping nose, fucks flake. I dip past, no break. Skipping y'all, flipping y'all hotcakes, eating. I'm a man in the damn Weber. Stand aside, handle mine, add the cheddar. Kiss the chef, nah, gut skin and eat the chef before he eats the rest. I'm here to keep the nest safe and sound the alarm. Ride the earthquakes and hang ten harm. Y'all get tame, I'm a non-stopper. Y'all flip the frame, we pull the copper. Them wings, viper claws. I've been breaking all types of laws. Diamond teeth, still cut jaws. Got raised by fighting dogs. Been around the block so many times, can't find my house. Wanna fit the earth in the palm of my hand, but it keeps on busting out. Father figure, figure eight. Motherland turned motherboard. Satellite built by the flag of the HD Simpty color bars. Plasticine, whole world building outward. Second life, no cheats for the first. Warp whistle level up out the gutter. All hunger, no thirst.
Oh.